da Identitary zwielichen.
It's getting closer to Pesach. But Pesach is a special halacha, clearly brought down by Pesach, more than other Yom Tovim. One has to prepare for Pesach. Sholev and Doshim, Shloshi Yom, Koidim the Yom Tov, the Ikimukoy is the Yom Tov of Pesach. So I'd like to talk about one of the halachas of Hilchas Pesach. We start before Pesach. That's the Issa of eating matzah. The main Issa of eating matzah before Pesach is really Erev Pesach. We'll see in a moment, that's the Mekoy. But the Amin Hogim, some stop eating matzah from Rosh Chodesh Nisan already. Some stop from Purim already, which actually is brought down. It's based on the two shittas, when Sholev Adoshim starts 30 days before Pesach, starts 2 weeks before Pesach, there is Mahogim in Klal Yisrael.
Have you got Chometz printed on the box?
Hopefully we'll come to that eventually. It doesn't necessarily mean it's Chometz. So, the Ike Issa, the Mekoyer for the Issa is Yerushalmi, brought down the Roshonim, and the Shami's got quite a strong loshen. Somebody who eats matzah on erev Pesach, as if somebody doesn't wait for nesuin, he lives, takes a wife, treats her as married already before the nesuin, and the Roshami carries on. Well, Oros Haboros Sos Beis Chom of Loika. We know it's an Issa. We say in the brochas under the chuppah Birchas Eizah also Lonos Arusos, and Arusos also before Nisuin, before the Chasna with Sheva brochas is also somebody's Oicha Matzah Be'era Pesach is Kilu Boal Sos Beis Chom of, and Haboal Sos Beis Loika, and the Rambam Paskins somebody eats Matzah Era Pesach gets Malkus. His name doesn't mean Malkus Deraisa, means Malkus Derabonon, Malkus Mardus, which is a Chometigoinish. What is the comparison to Matzah Era Pesach to Boal or Sosa Beis Chomo? So the Mephosh and the Shalmi say, a person who's Boal or Sosa Beis Chomo means he can't hold himself back. He can't keep himself back. There's a time and place for everything. He's supposed to wait till after the Suh and the Sheva Brochas, and he can't wait. No control over himself. Somebody who's got the mitzvah of Achilles Matzah the night of Pesach, and he can't control himself, and we'll soon see what's wrong eating matzah earlier. It's the same idea. It's Kilo Boal or Sosa Beis Chomov. The lack of control can't keep himself back to the right time. That's why it's an Issa, Issa de Rabbonon, a Chomedik Issa de Rabbonon, and that the Rambam passing they actually get Malkus. The Rishonim take the comparison further. They say, like a for the Chachomu Kaveya, for Nisuin, you need Sheva Brochus. And without Sheva Brochus, one's not called a proper Nisuin, not called a proper Nisuin. Matzah also needs Sheva Brochus. To have this man of Chidus Matzah for the Mitzah Chidus Matzah, one needs Sheva Brochus. The Meram Chalava lists out and says, the seven brochus you make before you get down to eating your matzah. And the list which the Meram Chalava brings is, there's three brochus by Kiddush, the Borei Pei Gofen, and Birchas Hayoyim plus Shechayonu. The Meram Chalava carries on and says, you got Borei Pei Adomo of Karpas, and Birchas Achilas Moroi. He follows the Shitta that you have a Moritic vegetable for Karpas, you have Achilas Moroi there, it's a Meram Chalava Shitta. So we're up to five brochas already. And then Birchas Amoitzi and Achilas Matzah, seven brochas. Like, so somebody who eats matzah before Sheva brochas is Boiler Sauce Based Homov. He's treating as Nisuin. I know we left one out, yeah. Well, yes. So it's like treating a Narusa without Shavuot Brachos. So the Oyla very concerned, what about Nativis Yadayim? That's probably the question you had.
Second
God. There's Machlokes to show you when you make another Brach. There's Machlokes. Yeah. Each one is taken, it's discussed. So the Nativis Yadayim says, I'm not reckoning. That's not an eating Bracha. I'm only talking about eating Brachos. I'm not talking about that Bracha. The second Bobe Govern, Machlokes to show you when you make Bobe Govern each Kohes, maybe all one mitzvah. Maram Klava seems to follow you, don't make the Bobe Govern. And a Shegeloni that belongs to the Haggadah. And also, he says that's not part of my list. So Maram Klava's got each list. There are quite a few lists. I won't go to all the shits. Just tell you one more shitter. The Ben Yeruchim brings a different Chesh Shever Brachas. He says there's two Bakiddish. He doesn't reckon the Shechayonu. So Shechayonu Oyna Philip Ashok. That's a Yom Tivtika one. That doesn't belong to the Seder night necessarily. That you can say in the Beshok, you don't need to do Dabka Bakiddish. And he reckons the Shechayonu. And he reckons the second Boya Pegofen. And Alitizadai Mamoiti Matzo. He leaves out the Karpas one. He says, I'm not reckoning Karpas. Karpas is just Deshi Yishlu Atanoikas. That's just for the children to ask. That's not part of the ones which are the main procedure. There's a lot of shitters exactly how to count the Sheva Brochas of a Seder Rishonim. The Chachomim established a whole procedure for Achilles Matzah. It's supposed to be, it's got the right time and the right place after Sheva Brochas. Somebody who can't wait, he's not doing things in the right order. Kilubola Sosa Beis Chomov. He's ignoring the takona of Sheva Brachos and the Din Nesuin. That's the comparison. The Chok Yaakov says, it doesn't matter if there's more than seven brachos. We've got altogether nine brachos. He said, it means there's at least seven brachos. So punkt, the chasna with the matzah has got nine brachos, nothing terrible. But to the same comparison, that's the Issa of Oicha Matzah Be'era Pesach is one has to wait to the right time for Achilles Matzah and eating Matzah earlier because I can't wait. That is doing things wrong. There's a Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Arvei Psochim says there's a Takona Somuch Lemincha LeYoichal Ada Erev. When it comes to after 9 hours from Shah Sirius till Nacht, you shouldn't make a meal till the evening because of mitzvah achilas matzah. So you're not supposed to have a meal then in order for the chashivas of achilas matzah. Says Tosis, well, there's nothing he can eat then in any case. What meal are we talking about? What is the meal you have to erev? Chometz is also in any case. Matzah is also in any case. The whole day is also. Chometz started Issachar Tosis. Matzah started Kutemenesh in the morning. Well, what? There's nothing you can eat. But then nothing to erev Pesach. We all know erev Pesach. There's not much to eat. Well, nowadays it's different. So what's he expected to eat? Says Tosis, no. The Issa is only the type of matzah which is fit to be yoitz. Achilas matzah, but there's one type of matzah, says Tois, matzah which you can't be yotam is achilas matzah. That's called matzah ashiro. Matzah ashiro is matzah made with fruit juice. Matzah with fruit juice, the Gemara says you're not yotam matzah because it's not called lechem oini. Matzah is supposed to be like poor bread, very simple ingredients, flour and water. So matzah ashiro can't be yotam is achilas matzah, says Tois, that's the type of matzah you could eat erev Pesach. You could eat even after Chatzos. It's fine. It's not chometz. But it's not the matzah which you can be yotze the mitzvah's matzah either. So that's when the Mishnah told me, you're allowed to eat it on erev Pesach afternoon. But stop the last 3 hours in order to have appetite for the evening. So therefore, that's the type of matzah which the Chazal have to tell you, don't have the last 3 hours. The Mashal says, is that the only matzah which you can't be yotzer mitzvah achilas matzah with it? Says Mashal, betzei koshan nochrim. Matzah which was made shaloi lishmo, matzah which was made by goyim, and I can tell it's not chometz stick. Chazal knew with just a look, they could just look at a dough and see if it's chometz stick or not. I can see it hasn't risen, and go and bake it. Says Mashal, that's also a type of matzah, you're not yotzer because it's made shaloi lishmo. So therefore, that's thought of matzah, says the Mashal, then the Toysa should have chosen that one. That really you're allowed to eat it Erev Pesach because you can't be yoytze the matzah with it. The is matzah she yoytze boy balayla. But this matzah you can't be yoytze. So strictly speaking, says Toysa, says Mashal, this one should be mutter. So therefore, I can understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells me they shouldn't eat the last 3 hours. Yeah, but there's always ways of getting around the pas akum issa, as you know. Yes. But that's right. We're talking about the dough was made by nochim, not baked. Right. But taken shanochim, not the baked by goy. They can always get around the pas.
It's being te'ovet. If you eat a matzah, which is similar to...
Oh, so good. Zog the mashor. But the taste is the same, says the mashor. You can't know it's a matzah. Ashir is a different taste. That's the one which is loud Erev Pesach till the last 3 hours. Oh, but taken shanochim, maybe you're not Yaita, says the Mashal, but the taste is the same. So therefore, since it's the taste is the same, says Mashal, that matter yours, it can't eat Erev Pesach. Oh, it's a kiddush for the Mashal. Not everybody agrees. Rabbein and Menoyach, one the Rishayim of the Rambam, the Meiri say clearly, but Seikos shall nochrim is mut on Erev Pesach. It's the din is the matzah which you can be yaita with in the evening, which is also an Erev Pesach. But matzah which you can't, it's a rule, therefore all of them are mutter. The Mishnah Berurah is a bit mashma like that. The Mishnah Berurah talks about, what about matzah nefucha or matzah kefula? We know about matzahs, often it can bend over, the dough can bend over during baking or just before, and if it's a proper bend over where the fire can't get to it, we're choshesh for chometz, so that's you have to remove all the kefulas, all the bent over pieces. Mashkichim are generally appointed to look out for them. Matzah kefula, these matzah nefucha as well, a massive bubble, which... most of our bubbles are normally one side is thin and the heat could get through. But if the dough would literally separate and have a big bubble where both sides are hard and there's a space in between, that's called a matzo nefucha. Also, we're worried about maybe the fire didn't bake it perfectly, so you mustn't eat it on Pesach. Says Bishbura, I like to eat those in there on Pesach. Matzo nefucha and matzo kfula. Those are, we won't call it chomus. Matzah, but matzahs we're choshes for chometz, says the Mishnah Berurah. No, those you mustn't, because me'ikad dinu b'chlam matzah. It's a chumrah, says Mishnah Berurah. It's a chumrah. Now he doesn't answer because the taste is the same. He doesn't answer because it's a similar taste. The Mishnah Berurah says no. The din is he paskes like to the Ravosh, says only matzahs which can be yoytze leil seder, those are also an Erev Pesach. But matzahs which I can't be yoytze is muta. Even if the taste is the same. Not the Mishnah said, but if it's just a chumra dikka matzah, so only the chumra don't use it on Seder night, then you have to be choish the chumra the other way around, so you mustn't eat it on Erev Pesach. So Mishnah holds, it's not necessarily, then the taste is not the kaveya. Matzah which can be yoita with Leil Pesach, you mustn't eat, and matzah which you definitely can't be yoita with, those you can eat. So the point we talk about, what about nowadays, our chometz matzahs, you buy the whole year round chometz tikka matzahs, can you eat those matzahs on Erev Pesach? But Daim Weiss writes in Milchus Yitzchak, chometz tikka matzahs are not for sure chometz. When they put on the packet chometz tikka matzahs, because they weren't careful to make sure that it didn't rise, they weren't careful with the 18-minute restriction. It's easy for them, they're not careful, but they don't guarantee you it's chometz. Just they don't give you, want you to treat as matzah. It's cheaper for them to call it chometz. It doesn't need the special supervision, but it's not necessarily chometz to get matzahs. It's matzahs which it could very well be, it could be yoytze leil seder, if a person doesn't be allowed to eat it leil seder, but it could be that, strictly speaking, one could be yoytze with them, Leil Seder. You can never be sure that it's 100% chometz. They just don't guarantee that it's 100% matzah. So therefore, the chometz tikka matzahs are also included in the issa of achilas matzah Erev Pesach, because any sort of matzah which there's any chance one could be yoytze, even if we wouldn't, because we're all the other way around, that's all included in the issa of eating matzah Erev Pesach. Yeah, if you saw it rise and come, then it's come. But you won't forget the comments is also in the afternoon. That you won't forget in the morning, right? Yeah, yes. when exactly does this Issah start? As we know, the Minhagim, as we know, everybody has to follow their minig. But let's talk about the main Issah now, the Issah Derabbanan, which the Rishonim talk about. When exactly does the Issah eating matzah before Pesach start? So there's a clear machlokes Rishonim. There's actually three shittas in the Rishonim. When does it start? The Baal HaMoor says it starts when the Issah Chometz comes along. He says that he learns that the Rishalmi, the main Issa, the main Chometz Issa Derabbanan of eating Matzah Erev Pesach, says the Baal HaMoor, it starts with Chatzos. When the Issa Chometz comes along, that's when the Matzah connection, he calls it, starts. But then Chazal said there's a procedure. There's a procedure. The Matzah is like an Arusa, and the Nisuin, the Chasna with the Matzah takes place, Leil Seder with the Shemarochas. That's when the Issa starts with the Issa Chometz. That's what the Baal HaMoor says. Says the Ramban, no. You look at the Shalmi, it's quite clear. The Shalmi is also the whole day. Says the Ramban, it's true that the Issa eating Matzah is dependent on Chometz, but says the Ramban that already be a chometz balayla. We start the mitzvah to get rid of the chometz, to get the house clean from chometz, is by night already. So since it's by night already, the Issa Achilas Matzah starts already much earlier. So therefore the Rabban says the Issa is from the beginning of the day. From the beginning of the day, he means because the be a chometz, you've got the whole night. If you didn't manage to the beginning, now you've got the whole night. By the morning, your house has to be clean for chometz, besides your designated areas which you've kept for eating chometz. But generally, the house has to be cleaned and checked for chometz by the end of the night. So Rabban says the Issa chomo of eating matzah starts in the morning. The Mogen Avraham is Medayek the Shoyne, could start in the night already. Because the mitzvah Bedikas Chometz starts the Betchilas Alaylo. That already you have to get your house cleaned and checked from Chometz. The mitzvah Lechetchila, the correct time for these Chometz is Tchilas Alaylo. So therefore the Mogen Avraham brings that the Issa starts already Tchilas Alaylo. So we got all the shitzas around. We've got shit tchilas alayla, beginning of the day. Some say aleisha shachas, some say hom sakamo, some say chatzois. So we got all the shitzas around in the Rishonim. The Mishnah Berurah paskins that we take a lalocha from a moed shachar is the main issa of a night. It's not included. We'll soon see where's negea. The night is not included in the issa. That's what the Mishnah Berurah paskins. Of a kolpon, we should know there are other shitzas in the Rishonim. What is the reason why they asked the matzah Pesach? What's so terrible? If I've got matzah by night, why did they ask the matzah? Once it's also, they compared it to Arusa Beis Chomer, but why did they ask her? Well, the Shechiyon is on mitzvahs matzah. The Shechiyon is on mitzvahs alive. The mitzvah is definitely by night. But why did they ask her eating matzah? You're not eating the Shem mitzvah, I'm eating because I'm hungry. Why did they ask her eating matzah on Erev Pesach? So the Rambam says the reason is that it should be nikah. The Rambam says there should be heck, it should be recognizable that now is mitzvah zachidus matzah and not that. Like you give a dugma ladova, we don't blow the shofar Erev Rosh Hashanah. But even they've got minahol elo to be noticeable. There should be a noticeable time. Now is man mitzvah to kiyush shofar. Similarly, we need to have a clear heker. Now is man of mitzvah zachiras matzah. So therefore, they said no eating matzah at Pesach. They should be recognizable that now my eating is zachiras matzah. That's the svara brought down in the Rambam. In the Bahag is brought down. It should be choviv olov in order to have the excitement to enjoy. Enjoy the matzah. It makes a more choshva mitzvah. If now, I'm looking forward to something. I'm looking forward to the matzah. It's something new. It's a fresh type of achila, a new type of achila to give excitement to make the chavivas a mitzvah. That's the reason why we must need matzah Erev Pesach. And it could be the machleks we mentioned before. It's got to do with the reasons where the matzah which tastes like matzah, but you can't be able to mitzvah with it. Whether that's also Erev Pesach. If you take the reason. Of if you take the reason is because of heker, well, along with my matzahs, which I'm yotzer tonight, I don't eat the day, different type of matzahs don't belong to my mitzahidus matzah. So it doesn't matter if the taste is the same, but seishan lakam, it's just not achidus matzah. The heker could still be, as long as I keep away from my the ones from yotzer tonight. But if it's got to do with, to enjoy the matzah, the chavivus, I have to make sure it's a fresh taste. So I have to make sure, in the matzah, I'm not yotzer with by night, in the matzahs which are shalei lishmo, like the mashal says, but if it tastes like matzah, it's going to spoil the chavivus, the excitement and the enjoyment and the appetite of the matzah. That's why there is also. So I go upon and we got shiro. Different pan. Matzah is a different taste totally. Yeah, so the matzah shiur kulam is allowed because it doesn't taste like matzah and you're not yotzer. So matzah shiur pashtus lekulam is allowed. It just is one shit in the Mogul of Rome talks about the Maral says even matzah shiur could be yotzer b'dieved by night if you added some water to it. If it's got a lot of mepe plus water, then the Maral holds you can be yotzer b'dieved with it by night. So Mishpul said, if there's no water in it, then different taste, zikha not yotzer, then that one is allowed Erev Pesach. Rabbein Tam used to do it. Rabbein Tam used to eat matzah shir Erev Pesach, special Erev Pesach called the Shabbos, we need to have your meals. He used to do this. So Tosa brings, so matzah shir got alamailas. It's a different taste, and it's it's you're not yotzer at all. Like I'm not going to go to all the shaylas nowadays, all the matzah cakes, cakes made of matzah, all the mezonos, Pesach cakes, and knedlach the mishbru allows. Knedlach has been cooked. It's been cooked already, so it's already changed. It's mixed plus cooked, so that's allowed Erev Pesach till at least the beginning of the afternoon. But matzah cakes, which are matzah meal cakes, which have not been cooked, just baked, is a big deal of the poison. It's not so straightforward. And who does even a shayla about schnitzels? Because it's also, it's not cooked, it's just sprinkled on it. So you got a matzah crumb, matzah ground matzah, you can be yotzer mitzvah achidus matzah. So ground matzah is not called changed. So therefore, schnitzel, Erev Pesach, and Erev Pesach is nish poshet. The deal of the possibly, it's brought up Shabbat Yasha, not allowed, it's nish azay poshet. I'll call upon him, that be so dov. So be so dov, the Isser is, the way Mishmura passes, any matzah which you could be yotzer with according to certain shitters, you mustn't eat. Minadin, the whole Erev Pesach, we pass in the main issa start in the morning, but by night is allowed, just as a minik. Everybody's minhogim, we start earlier, but we'll talk about the main chomodike issa, because we see minhogim have got a different halacha as the main issa, we'll see in a moment why. And which types of matzahs, including matzah shira, is allowed, but the other matzahs are generally not allowed. Pardon? But if you're kaveya, he talks about it could be hamoitzi as well. I'll call upon him. One big shaila which the poskim talk about is Erev Pesach shecholius b'shabbos. So if one wants to make an Erev Chatzeres, so Erev said normally Erev Pesach is a good time to renew the Erev Chatzeres because you got your matzahs there and you want to make want it to last, you want it to be there, keep there for many months to come. So it's a regular time, a good time to start to renew your Erev Chatzeres Erev Pesach. So normally when the best time to renew your Erev Chatzeres is on Erev Pesach, it's Chal. Always betchilas knisas halaylo when Yom Tov starts, so it's fine. It's a perfect kosher eruv, good matzahs, kosher Pesach, and it's royal achila because it comes to leil Pesach avada. You're allowed to eat matzahs, but Erev Pesach shecholius b'shabbos. So your eruv you make on for leil Shabbos, it's for leil Erev Pesach. The eruv is called earlier, it's called for Shabbos. Now eruv has to be edible. But now you've got a problem. I don't want to make a chometz sticker eruv, because then what am I going to do tomorrow morning with this eruv? I'm going to have to eat it. And I need to make another eruv. So I want to, you're not supposed to make an eruv on Shabbos. So I want to make a matzah eruv. But matzahs are not allowed there at Pesach. See, matzahs are not allowed there at Pesach. My eruv is not called an edible eruv. So
it has to be edible.
Yeah, no, edible means able to eat. It must be mutter to eat. You have to be mutter to eat. It doesn't just mean literally edible. It must be mutter to eat. The showing is mevur from the Mishnah. It has to be mutter to eat. Something which is also barno. That type of eruv is not a kosher eruv. It has to be raw to eat. So, So how do we manage to make our Erev Chatzeres be'Erev Pesach Chodesh B'Shabbos? So therefore the Achrim talk about this quite an arichas in some of this forum about it. It's not so complicated. Number one, let's go. According to the Baal HaMoy, let's go slowly. According to the Baal HaMoy, the whole Issa, Chomadige Issa, Vachila Masbech, starts at Chatzos. Well, by night is fine. According to the Ramban, it starts in the morning. But by night is still okay. So if night is still Mutter Mechadin, it's right okay. According to the Morgan Avram, that Issa starts by night. But Bein HaShmosh, it's still okay. Because Bein HaShmosh, Sofik Laila, it won't be awesome. And the air which is edible, Bein HaShmoshes is also okay. Even if you're going to make push the Issa earlier, like we know earlier, but if it's only a Chumrah, that doesn't spoil the Eruv. It's only a Chumrah that doesn't spoil the Eruv. So even our Minig, those who got a Minig to start eating matzah earlier, and from Rosh Chodesh earlier, but that's only Chumrahs. A Chumrah dig Issa doesn't render the matzah to be called inedible benegea to Hilchus Eif. That's one mahalach which they're going to bring. Another mahalach that says it's fit for children. It doesn't have to be fit for you, as long as it's fit for somebody. Ma'arvin le'noze be'yayin ul Yisraelim be'trumo state. You're allowed to use an air of wine for a noze. He mustn't. Other people can use the wine. You're allowed to make an air for truma. Yisraelim can't eat, but the Kohenim can. Ketanim. Which ketanim? As the remorse is clearly Ketanim who have not included the mitzvahs of time. Einedem Hashem Sapim, a child, a 3 or 4 year old who doesn't know what you're talking about. He knows mistake on Nate Lel Seder, but he doesn't know what you're talking about. He doesn't understand. Sheikla is Mutter Lachila. You're allowed to give him the matzah. The whole day you're allowed to give him the matzah. So all matzahs have got somebody who can eat them. Zicher roi lektanim. So since it's roi lektanim, so therefore it's no problem. One interesting to Shaila.
Why do you have to change it at Pesach?
You don't have to, you're right. But if it's got moldy from last Pesach, you'll have to change it. This, you have to change it eventually. So it's a good time, a practical time.
You change it after Pesach.
Sure, yeah. If it was good matzahs for last year. But you have to periodically check your matzahs and make sure they're still good, still edible. So it's just a common minig in Klal Yisrael to change it then, simply for practicalities. You don't have to, but it's a good time to do it. If you got your matzahs early, you can start early. You can, and again, anytime. It's not halacha, you're 100% right. But it's a minig, many people do that. An interesting shaila, Meshe Chochman talks about in Parshas Emoy. Lechem aponim was matzahs. Now, they used to give out the lechem aponim on Shabbos. The time for giving out lechem aponim was always Shabbos. The Shtei Mevurshim in Menachos, if Yom Kippur is chal on Shabbos, you can't distribute a lechem on Shabbos. Nobody can eat it. So you distribute it Motzei Shabbos. When it comes to Erev Pesach Chodesh B'Shabbos, Mevurshim Mishnah, Tomei Nishkat, they gave it out to Shabbos. Fein Mashchafim, what's going on here? You mustn't eat matzah on Erev Pesach. During the day they gave out. They gave out the lechem upon him, Erev Pesach Chodesh B'Shabbos, on Shabbos, and they distributed, and says exactly how much you gave, how you distributed to each Mishmah. So you're not allowed to eat matzah Erev Pesach. So old Issa Derabon, which even applied as Mount Shemesim Gain, the Rishami is a long time ago, and it was an Issa. So what's that distribution of lechem aponim? Why is that taking place on Shabbos? It should be postponed to Motzei Shabbos, to Lel Pesach. Why are they distributing it on Shabbos? Says the Meshech Chochma. One second. Matzah of Kodshim, you can't be Yotza Mitzvahs Matzah. Zeshim Mefurushim Gemara and Kol Shor. Because you didn't have Lishmo, Lishem Matzah. My Lishmo was Lishem Kodshim. Matzah Shel Kodshim, says the Meshech Chochma, you can't be Yotza Mitzvahs Matzah. So it's a type of matzah which you can't be yoita mitzakidas matzah. So therefore they're allowed to eat it. Arba says, yeah, they're very thick, good kosher thick matzahs, hands up there, they're very thick matzahs.
It's more than 4 inches, you can't use it.
That's only because we don't know how to do it. But they knew how to make it perfect matzahs. Yeah, they were experts in the job. It was perfect kosher matzahs, the thickness was no problem. We don't do it because we don't know how to guard such a thick matzah. So Kolben says the Meshech Chochma, it's matzah, you're not yoitzer when it comes to matzah kosher. But says the Meshech Chochma, but it doesn't work called to the Mashor. Mashor says if the taste is this correct taste, taste, you mustn't eat it. So very nice, you're not yoitza, mitzvahs, achilas matzah with it, because it's kosher matzahs. But the taste is a taste of matzah, it's perfect kosher matzahs. It had to be kosher matzahs, you weren't allowed to be chometz. So how are you allowed to distribute those matzahs Erev Pesach? Says the Mesh Chok, muzma zogim, because mitzvahs, achilas, kosher is a mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah on that day, there's a rule of chaviva mitzvah peshata. They use that rule to override the Issa Achilas Matan Erev Pesach. It's true there's an Issa Achilas Matan Erev Pesach, but the mitzvah Achilas Kochim with the Chaviva mitzvah Shata, with a special hito, special ketchila that you're meant to be eating the matzah then, that's a mitzvah. The mitzvah of Achilas Kochim overrides this Issa Rabbanan. We said we find in other places HaTorah's Chalovim Erev Pesach Shabbos is all Chedoyche Shabbos because of Chivim Mitzvah Shata. If it's a mitzvah miyuch, it's got a special time that overrides mitzvah Achilas Kochim. And the same line, the Slach, the Noit Yehudim, Psokim also talk about, we don't say Mizma L'Soida Erev Pesach. Why? You can't be Makiv Komatoida Erev Pesach. Why can't you be Makiv Komatoida Erev Pesach? Says the Gemara, it's got Chometz in it. And therefore you're going to cut down the Zman Achila. So because of the Chometz content of the Komatoida, which was 30, which was 10 loaves of Chometz, you must bring a Toida Erev Pesach. Says the Slach, is the Matzah any better? He says, you saw about the Chometz. Why are you only concerned the Chometz? The matzah is also a problem. It's you mustn't eat matzah in that pace. You're just going to have a problem in your time when you're going to eat it. He says, no, Achilas Kochim. Achilas Kochim overpowers. So that's the one heter we've got for Achilas Matzah on Erev Pesach. That is, if you've got a mitzvah of Achilas Kochim, that overrides and that is stronger than the Issa, which Chazal were goyza. Which Chazal were goyiz on the Issa of Erev Pesach, and that's why these sort of matzahs are allowed to be eaten on the Erev Pesach. In this week's parasha, we talk a little bit about matzahs and chometz as well, in Parashat Vayikra. We're not about Pesach, but like the Beis HaMikdash. Kol so'oy kol tevash leisaktir men isha l'Hashem. We're not allowed to bring chometz to the Beis HaMikdash. There's only one chometz stick, korban the shtei alechem, which was chometz. Pardon? The toida, you have not on the toida, the chalas of the toida, but on the mizbeach, you mustn't bring anything on any sort of chometz. Soi chol devash, loisaktiru mimenu ishel Hashem. The Chassam Sofer, explains chometz. We know chometz is merames of the Yetzer Hara. We know chometz is merames of Midas Rois, and it's not just Jewish. The Rishonim actually talk about it, that before Pesach, the mitzvah of Biur Chometz is a mitzvah of purifying our souls as well. Not just purifying our food, is to purify our souls. The Biur Chometz, where you get rid of the so'oir, is a remez for the Yetzer Hara. So getting rid of Chometz, so'oir, means is the same avoider as working on one's Yetzer Hara. Matzah is a pure food, has arisen. Matzah is a remez for the Yetzer Toiv. So it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, Kol So'oy Chol Tevash Leisaktir Men Ishel Hashem, and in the same pasuk, I'm going to in the same pasuk near there, it talks about the mitzvah of salt, putting the salt, Kol Kabon Chol Takrib Melach. There's a mitzvah of putting salt on the kabonos. Says the Chassam Sofer, we know these three main midas rois, which are the worst. Kino, the three worst middos are kina, taiva, and kovod. Says the Chassam Sofer. Kina, salt is related to kina. Salt, we know, they were the mayim alyoinim, mayim tachtoinim. The mayim tachtoinim were jealous about the mayim alyoinim. Why are we stuck down here? It's not fair. Why are you up there? Why are we down here? They were jealous. And the Rabbein Shem pacified the Maim Taktoinim with a mitzvah of putting salt on the kabonas. But salt has in it, with the discussion, Maim Taktoinim has a remez for the mid of kino. Taivo, zokta, that's dvash, sweet foods, that symbolizes taiva. Taiva is achila, food to enjoy. One eats, one enjoys it. So therefore, Devash symbolizes the middah of taiva. So oi, as we said, that symbolizes the gaiva, covered, person blows himself up, thinks high of himself, the air, and he sort of thinks highly of himself, that refers to the mid of gaiva. So, kina, taiva, and kovit, those are the three bad mids. But, says the Meshech Chokhmah, one of them is allowed in the Avodas Hashem. Taiva, no, never in the Avodas Hashem. Taiva is a mid, and has to be controlled. Gaiva, the Gemara says it's terrible, the Rabban says in his Gezban, it's the worst of the middos. Kina, Kinah, it can be a good midah. Kinah is a midah can be developed. Kinah, when used for avodas Hashem, kinah sofrim tar b'chokhmah. Kinah can be used in the right way, in the right mind, can be used. It gives a person a boost. I want to be like him. Rochel had kinah in Leah, but tekane Rochel b'achoyso, kono b'maseh toivim. She's a great tzaddikus. That's why she's zeichet to children. And the kinah gave her a boost to do something, and she shined from it. Kina sofin tava chokhma, the Gemara says that you're allowed to have different melamdim, one causing to another one. Each one will approve of that. The jealousy, if used for avodas Hashem, has got mokhim in avodas Hashem. Says the Meshech Chokhma, sorry, says the Chsam Sofer, that melach, salt, I'll call Kabon Kataka Melech. In avodas Hashem, salt comes into avodas Hashem. It comes there. It belongs to it because it brings a person. It brings out a person's determination, and it makes a person steik. But taiva and gaiva, soi referring to gaiva, and dvash referring to taiva, that loisak, and that's got no mokem. That interferes so much so that the Gemara calls about gaiva a balmum. Haiman de yoi balmumu. The Gemara brings a posuk that about gaiva balmum. Because gaiva is a great interference of Avodas Hashem. Well, I can't do that mitzvah. Past minished. I can't go there. There's nishkafi kavoidi. If a person is constantly worried about his so-called covered, he's very, very restricted. He's a balmum. He's left. Can't do many things. So gaiva is a great deterrent in Avodas Hashem. That's got no mockery. Taiva, Toisa says in Ksubas, it brings a chazal, Archi spalal odom. Taiva ruins a person's avodas Hashem, because once a person gets connected to Olam Hazeh, then it disconnects him from Olam Habo. The stronger the connection to Gashmi is, the weaker the connection to Ruach. It doesn't go together. It's one or the other. So therefore, taiva is a great deterrent in avodas Hashem. One can't use it. One has to go against. One always has to go the opposite direction. So that's the avodah of chometz, that's the void of bir chometz. The void of bir chometz is to remove the tendency towards gaiv and covered, and the more one removes it, the closer one is to ruchness. The matzah symbolizes the anivus. The matzah symbolizes the anivus, so therefore symbolizes the anivus, and that makes a person high madrega. And this is a high madrega we can reach when it comes to Pesach, the madrega matzah. And according to what we said before, but the matzah, it's also got procedure. If a person uses a taivus in matzah, then he's mixing up two of what he said. The whole matzah is supposed to be a taiva free food and a humble food. It's supposed to be the opposite of taiva, no flavored lechemoini, plus a humble food that hasn't risen. If a person can't keep himself back on matzah pes, he can't wait till Chazal made the procedure, he's sort of doing take God all wrong. So this itza of eating matzah pesach is very understandable. So a person must be careful not to, if it could make you do it exactly how Chazal recommended, is the most preferred way of having a shaykhaz. And the more shaykhaz a person has to the matzah, to the kosher matzah, eating the right way, then a person becomes a better person and is zeichet to reach the high madrigas. In the high